WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Part of President Trump's Gaza peace plan is being implemented, as CBS's Erica Brown reports.
In a statement, Hamas said it was willing to release all of the remaining hostages, living and dead, and hand over power to an independent Palestinian body. But the statement did not say if Hamas agrees to the terms laid out in President Trump's plan that would bar it from controlling Gaza. Hamas also made no mention of disarmament in their statement, a key Israeli demand included in Trump's proposal.
Israel says in return it will reduce its offensive in Gaza and release Palestinian prisoners. The man we first knew as Puff Daddy decades ago is keeping his newest label, Convict. Correspondent Jerika Duncan was at the courthouse in New York City Friday.
Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs sat motionless as the judge sentenced him to 50 months behind bars and a $500,000 fine. In July, the 55-year-old was convicted of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He was acquitted of more serious charges, racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking, involving his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, and another woman.
The federal government is going to remain shut down for now after the Senate again failed to pass the short-term Republican budget bill passed in the House, and with the Republican-led House now planning to stay out of session for another week. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Senate Democrats have been citing pending cuts to health care subsidies under the Affordable Care Act for their refusal to end the government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt insists the Democrats really want something else.
It is an undisputed fact that Democrats want to give taxpayer-funded health care benefits to illegal immigrants.
A 1996 law already prohibits unauthorized immigrants from gaining any federally subsidized health care coverage. Secretary Leavitt says those immigrants are clogging emergency rooms ahead of Americans. Citizens. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Japan's governing party has just elected former Economic Security Minister Sane Takachi as its new leader, making it likely she will become Japan's first female prime minister. The U.S. has carried out a fourth strike on a boat near Venezuela, killing four on board. CBS's Stacey Lin.
In a post on social media, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the strike was conducted in international waters just off the coast of Venezuela. And he said, our intelligence confirmed the vessel was transporting substantial amounts of narcotics. He says no U.S. forces were harmed in the operation.
CBS News has learned the FBI is considering a showy arrest and perp walk of the now indicted ex-director James Comey. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. And skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For speedy security.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Artificial intelligence could lead to job gains in some industries and cuts in others.
While artificial intelligence has some excited and others scared, AI-related job postings increased by more than 100% over the last year. University of St. Thomas Professor John Abraham tells students they have to learn about AI.
This is a tool that increases effectiveness so much. You just have to know it if you're going to compete.
Federal data suggest AI could lead to job growth in software, personal finance, and engineering, while it may lead to job cuts in insurance adjusting, credit analyst, and paralegals. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The stretch of a waterfront trail in the Florida Gulf Coast community of Clearwater is renamed to honor wrestling giant Hulk Hogan, who died in July after a heart attack. He called Clearwater home. People will now be able to use workout stations along the causeway connecting Clearwater to Clearwater Beach. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid 80s. More sunshine Sunday, windy, highs 80 to the low 80s. Rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. It's 69 degrees right now.
Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Well, I can't. It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just stop. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
Stay inside.
If the weather's fine and you've got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Powered by Friendship Fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Seems like just one time I'm free.
out for the nighttime. Forget the day. They'll up upside down. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have up upside time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
For the green and gold.
on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow. Warm lips soft as a soul. Shaving razors cold and it stings.
esteemed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
racing at my car. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor fool. I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me.
Yeah.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With Hamas accepting parts of President Trump's Gaza peace plan, Israel says it will implement a first step for release of the hostages. More from the BBC's Sue Montgomery.
The Israeli army says it is reducing its offensive activities in Gaza at the instruction of the country's political leadership for the immediate implementation of the first stage of President Trump's peace proposal for Gaza. Mr. Trump had told Israel to stop bombing Gaza immediately after Hamas agreed to release all remaining hostages, living and dead.
Gaza civil defense reports heavy Israeli bombardment overnight, which Israel describes as defensive. Hamas has not yet accepted demands they disarm and surrender. Despite his plea for mercy, Sean Diddy Combs was sentenced to 4 years and 2 months in prison for two prostitution-related convictions, plus 5 years of supervised release and a $500,000 fine. CBS's Katrina Kaufman was in the courtroom.
Many people spoke in court, his attorneys, and most notably his children. That was extremely emotional. They were crying. They were talking about how much they respect their father and how hard it has been for them to not have him around. His lawyer, Nicole Westmoreland, also broke down crying when she talked about Sean Combs. She said that he had changed her life.
In Japan, former Economic Security Minister Sanae Takachi hails a new era after winning leadership of the ruling political party. That makes it likely she will become Japan's first female prime minister. Here, the government shutdown will continue.
The Senate held another vote on the Republican-backed stopgap funding bill, and it has failed once again.
On this vote, the yeas are 50.